check this out. This your boy Warren G, a.k.a. The Regulator, a.k.a. Sir Cool, doing it big right now, Dub CNN. You better ask somebody. You got to do it.
What you been up to, man?
I'm just chilling, man, working on this album, man, the G-File. Putting it down, trying to let people know what time it is.
Yeah, so what time is it?
Hey, it's Warren time.
Yeah, back.
Game time, Warren time. Oh, yeah.
Time for the G-Files. So, you used to hit up our forums on DubCNN, but we haven't heard from you in a minute. You should check in sometime.
Nah, it's all good, you know. I like coming to the forums and checking you guys out. You know, it's just, you know, sometimes the haters drive me away when they, you know, the people that, you know, everybody on there shows a lot of love, but then you got two or three motherfuckers who want to run their mouth, so I just try not to listen to what they say, but, you know, I mean, it's all good, man. I got a lot of love for Dub CNN.
Yeah, appreciate that.
What you guys are doing is a good thing, man.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, so, around the same time you checked in, you mentioned about starting your own site and offering your catalog and unreleased songs, but I think that never really took off as far as I know.
I haven't got into it, man. You get sidetracked. You know, I started doing film, you know, TV shows and stuff like that, so I kind of got distracted with all that. But it's still coming on. Don't, it's coming, buddy.
Right.
No, it ain't going nowhere. I'm going to drop a greatest hits. You know, I got the G-Files that I'm working on right now. I got a single out right now with Ray J called Crush. It's blowing up all over the airwaves, and, you know, people is loving that. You know, and I got the follow-up single that's going to come right behind it real soon. That's when I'm going to really knock them upside the head.
She got her own ringtone. Is that a second single?
No, that ain't the second single. I got something in store for everybody. I really can't jail-jack. I'm going to just let it do the talking. When I drop it.
Okay. You're about to return to scene with the new record, the G-Files. Tell me about the project.
I mean, it's an incredible project. It's music you could dance to, sing to, smoke to, and just enjoy yourself, man. And it's not an album with just a bunch of sad songs or stuff like that. You know, it's a party album, you know, having fun and just, you know, like I said, just having fun, man. And that's what it's about, especially in these days and times with the way that, you know, things going out here. You know, people want to feel good. They don't want to, you know, be stressed out. So, you know, I got a lot of good songs. Got a lot of young artists on there, a lot of up-and-coming talent that's on the album. It's good, man. You know, all the people that I work with, like Snoop, Cube, and, you know, everybody I work with is going to be a part of the record. And, you know, we're gonna put it down, man, for the West.
What's the inspiration behind the album title? Or is it just a wordplay, or is there some sort of concept that comes with it?
It's the G-Files, you know, and it's like, if you check my files, ain't nothing but good up in my files. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no sucker in my files, in the G-Files, you know, so y'all could look, you could look up the G-Files. You could go to Long Beach, you can ask them anything about Warren, or you can go to New York or in Germany or Paris or anywhere and ask about Warren G, and it's going to be love. And that's what's in the G-Files, nothing but love. So you can check my files, check my stats, you know. I'm known to carry big gats. Nah, I'm just bullshitting. Now, what was you saying?
Yeah, I'm got to push back. Why is that?
Well, we had just started with the first single, you know, when not too long before, you know, it was too close to the release date. So you got to give yourself room and give it time to build. So, you know, that's what we did. We gave the record time to build, and now it's doing its thing. It's blowing up. And that's what we wanted, you know.
Okay.
And it's going down. Independent release on TTL Records. It's a great album. You know, it's just as hot as anything out. You know, because it's independent don't mean it don't sound independent. It's packed with a big punch. lot of great music.
Yeah, and we've seen hip hop pioneers like Ice Cube, Praise, The Independent Game. Are you more comfortable going that route?
Yeah, man, I love it because I could do what I want to do. You know, I don't have to answer to nobody or any of that. You know, I don't have to. You know, I do me. You know what I'm saying? I do what I want to do. You know, I can put whoever I want to put on my album. Anything I want to do, I can do it. As when you with a record company, it's hard to really do what you want to do because everybody is, you know, you got A&Rs and all them motherfuckers who don't know about music trying to tell you what to do. You know, when you the one made the music in the first place. You know, that don't make no sense.
Yeah, it seems like with the return of the regulator, a lot of things went wrong because, you know, that was on Universal.
Man, I love that album. That's a great album, a great record. I mean, it was just probably, you know, I was with a new company. It was a miscommunication as far as me as an artist and what fan, who my fan base is. So they wasn't able to really reach, you know, the fan base that Island Def Jam reached.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's what it was. You go through that type of thing sometimes, but you know what? You're always able to bounce back when you can make hit records and you got a good track record. You can always bounce back. And, you know, that's what I do. I do great records, so, you know, I can bounce back anytime.
Okay, and when you say you bounce back, you feel like you still have something to prove as an MC and or producer?
No, I don't have nothing to prove. I done proved myself. I done sold more records solo than 98% of these artists that's out right now. You know, that's selling records. But they will never reach that status because it ain't the same industry. But, I mean, I've sold a lot of records, man. I'm happy. And I still sell records. You know what I'm saying? I still got a 5 million fan base out there. You know, they might not be able to reach me, you know, just because without going through a major, but they'll be able to reach me on iTunes and they'll be able to reach me through the internet.
Right, right.
So that's a good thing.
Okay, so are we going to hear anything on this album that's totally new or different from your previous projects?
Of course. You know, you know, as you get older, your production gets better. So the production I got is incredible. I mean, I got a lot of great people on there. You know, like I said, a lot of great artists. You know, I mean, it's trust me. The, if you heard Crush, then you know what's up. You know, I mean, the record is hot. Yeah.
Yeah, I read that you even got the twins on the album, right?
No, I haven't. I ain't talked to the twins about that yet, but we supposed to talk and try to come up with something on the record, you know. But, I mean, they're my dogs, you know. And, you know, of course, if they want to get out on the record, hey, it's nothing but love.
So I want to get into something that I hope you can share your opinion, because you're responsible for a lot of that music, you know, the G-Funk era, the whole sound from the 90s. Now, some of your fans and West Coast rap fans in general, they are still stuck in that golden era and, you know, the sound from the 90s. Do you feel where they're coming from, or do you think it's time to move on and get with the times?
I feel them, man. I feel them. You know, I mean, those were good times, you know, and those times, it's coming back again. It's going to come around again. It's just right now what the industry is going through is just, you know, it's going through a bunch of BS, you know. I mean, it's a lot of records, you know. There's no disrespect to nobody, but it's a lot of bullshit ass records out there that's being played, and it ain't that real shit that we used to, like Warren G or Jay-Z and Snoop and Dre and, you know, records like that. You know, and you ain't got, we don't got what's going on in these days, it ain't the same as it was back then. And, you know, people just throwing music out there, not even really taking their time to perfect the beat.
Yeah.
Because I still got love for the street. It's Mr. Warren G.
So you share some of their opinions that a lot of today's music sucks?
For real. You know, I mean, it's that's what it is. I mean, the industry is crazy right now.
Yeah. They think everything that comes out nowadays sucks. And, you know, they still go back to listen to the old Warren G records, the Twins, Five Footers, or, you know, DJ Quick, the old Dog Pound, whatever. And then they don't even check for the new music no more.
If they true with Warren G, check for Warren G. My shit is still good. Don't worry, don't get it twisted. I still make that good shit. That's what I do. And I mean, it's still there, man. As far as me, I still got that good music. In the Midnight Hour, people that heard that record was incredible. Incredible. It was independent, but it was an incredible record. You know, this motherfucker, this album that I'm dropping, this is incredible. This record is going to be incredible also.
Yeah. That was my next question, because it's already been, like, I think 3 years since you put out the In the Midnight Hour. I think music-wise, it was a lot of great material, but somehow it got stepped on majorly.
Well, I mean...
Or do you think you reached every Warren G fan out there with that album?
No. No, I didn't reach them, because if that was the case, that people wouldn't be saying when are you coming with a record, because they would have been satisfied already. They ain't been satisfied, because you know when you do an independent record, you can't reach everybody that you want to reach. But I'm gonna damn sure try to reach everybody I can. Somebody's cell phone tripping.
Hey man.
You know, but it's all good. I got a new technique, a new method. You know, I'm going to reach everybody, all my fans. They going to know what time it is.
What's that technique?
The internet.
Okay.
And Dub CNN.
There you go. Okay, so when you look back and you see you're the person that, you know, brought Snoop to Dre and put out Bishop on your album for the first time before anybody else. Can you even be proud of yourself being the humble person that you are?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very proud, and that's what I'm about. That's the type of person I am. I'm all about helping, you know. All about helping folks and making sure they right, you know. Now, I mean, don't nobody help me, but, you know, it's all good. That's what I'm saying? I'm just that type of person. On this record, I'm being responsible as far as trying to help these artists, you know, get somewhere. You know, as far as, you know, getting a deal, getting a look. You know, so that's what it's about. That's why I got them on the record, so they can get a look. You know, and hopefully blow up. You know, well, I look good.
Is that because the people don't reach out to you, or is that just your personality?
I stay in the cut, man. I just stay in the cut and just do me. You know, I don't go out riding nobody balls or nothing for them to work with me, you know. Yeah. They respect the game. When I call, they respect the game, and they act accordingly as far as, you know, whatever I need, it's me. It's all good.
We've been hearing about Nate Dogg going through some personal problems with himself. Not trying to get too personal with this, but is there anything you can let us in on how he's doing?
Well, you know, we're praying for him that he has a speedy recovery so we can get him back into this music and get his health right and just, you know, make sure everything is right with him. You know, I mean, he's recovering. You know, it's a slow process. I mean, you know, two strokes is, you know, that ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be a long road right now. We're trying to help him get on his feet, you know, and get back in the game.
Right. Yeah. Are there any other projects that are coming up for you in the near future besides, you know, the G5's album?
I mean, I got a reality. I just shot my pilot to my reality show. which is called the G-Files also, people gonna really get a chance to see who I am, you know what I'm saying, and what it is I do and how I do it. You know, they're gonna really get a chance to see some cool stuff that they, people that, that everything that you always wanted to know, you're gonna get to see. It's gonna be music related, it's gonna be, you know, personal, everything, just, you know, all, everything about me, give people a chance to really, see who I am. Yeah, so it's gonna be big. I mean, I really can't talk too much about it because it's not all the way set in stone with the companies yet. Mm-hmm. But it's big, man. I'm doing a lot of stuff with TV, this music. I mean, it's just.
Okay. And maybe another 213 album.
Man, as soon as we get Nate back up on his feet, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, so we get him back on his feet. Yeah, 213 for sure.
So, to finish this interview off, what would be the last question that you would ask Warren G?
Why am I so talented? Well, Warren, you're talented because you're a good person, man. You got a good heart. And, you know, you're a great dude. So, there you go.
Okay, for sure. There you go. That's it right there.